All right, here we go. The 10-minute takeover with Boots and Salutes this morning. We will start it off with the internet news poll question, as we always do. Some experts project an average salary increase of 3% in Canada this year. Do you expect your employer will provide a 3% wage hike? Well, 75% say they expect less. 17% of our listeners say yes, they do expect that much. Also, we got a bit of a update here at the reception desk of CJWW. Apparently, that fire in Glaslyn is a controlled burn this morning, and there is nothing to be worried about. So, we are all good today. Let's get to the phones. Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Yeah, good day. I want to boot Carney with his electric cars. You know, a great two can figure out they don't last in minus 30 weather or colder. And you know what? If he gets all them in here and there was no more gas and petroleum, millions of jobs are gone and this country's going to be broke. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning. I have a huge boot for Carla Beck and her national disaster party. She is constantly complaining about the healthcare system. The healthcare system is the same all across the country. She should try taking on a more positive attitude and a bright light like you are. Thanks, Ben.
Oh, thank you. Hey, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I guess that first caller likes driving horses. You got an electric motor in every car that starts the gas motor there, little buddy. Electric motors work when it's 90 below zero.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
And a big salute to your station.
Thank you so much.
Okay, here's my list today. I'd like to give a big salute to the Mount Royal Pharmacy ladies, Tara and Krista, and all the staff at the clinic. I'd like to give a big salute to Mr. Al and Roseanne for all the work, help they do for us. Ken, our backlane snow angel. And a big salute to Bev H. down there at the Senator. And I'd like to give a salute to Eleanor for listening to your station.
Well,
thank you.
Big salute to you for phoning that in today.
Yeah, we got lots of salutes, don't we?
We do. It's good.
We should do more.
Right on. Love it. Thanks
okay.
for the call today.
Thanks. Okay, toodaloo.
Hey, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, when Scott Moore's ever going to change some laws about this crooked justice system we got? These crooks are getting in and breaking, wrecking things. How would you like to have $60,000 worth of damage in his yard, house and everything else damaged and gone, and you're saving up all his life for? You know, something's wrong with the system, and the RC don't want to lay no charges. They don't want to look at that. You can tell them who and everything and all going on. You know, you worked all your life for everything and tools and everything. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. When are they going to start doing something about it?
Well, I'm sorry to hear you're going through all that. Thank you for the call this morning. Hey, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, good morning. I'd like to salute Joe Baloney. Salute Gavin and McKenna for putting up with the U.S. Salute to Raiders and Boots to Blades. Have a good weekend.
Boots and Salutes.
Morning. I'd like to salute the system of EVs, because the Chinamen don't even run the windmills over in China. So why don't everybody ask the question, why don't the Chinese run the EVs and the windmills? That would be my question on your polling station. Huh. Thanks. Bye.
Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to give a big salute to that 3% raise hike. Unfortunately, if you're Canadian in Canada, you can't find a job. And as far as Scott Moore goes, he can't change the legal system because it's Carney's corrupt system. They sooner have the people out killing everybody else instead of putting them in jail. Have a lovely day.
Hey, good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I'd like to boot every political party in this country. They're all way too soft. We need to be more of an independent country like North Korea and stay on our own 2 feet, and then we can complain about stuff. What else?
Hey, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to salute the people responsible for deporting that guy in the Humboldt bus crash. He should have been gone a long time ago. Thank you.
Boots and salutes.
Good morning. I would just like to let that gentleman know that electric motors do run at minus 90, but the batteries don't. That's the biggest failure of those things. And that wouldn't work in Saskatchewan. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and salutes.
Good morning. That Humboldt crash that they keep on yapping about, I think the news media better take a good look at the footage of that. The truck did not hit the bus. The bus hit the truck. So maybe they should take a straight note on that one, because I think I don't say the truck driver wasn't in the wrong, but they were both in the wrong. Okay, thank you.
Good morning, Boots and salutes.
Hey, good morning. 7 more years of Carney and move to North Korea if you want to like it like that.
Boots and salutes.
Morning. There is no way that I'm going to be driving an electric vehicle in this country, not when you have 50 below wind chill and stuff like that. And batteries are very expensive and they will freeze up too. So no vehicles will be ever electrically run here. Thank you.
Hey, Boots and salutes.
Hey, Ben, I would like to wish Team Canada or Canada the best of luck at the Olympics, and I'd like to wish all the competitors that belong to the China Adaptive Ski Club tomorrow the best of luck. It's our Challenge Cup. So, come on, let's go, everybody. Okay, thanks, bye.
Right on. Yeah, go Canada, go. Opening ceremony starting up today. Boots and salutes.
Hey, good morning. I want to salute this radio program because I'm pretty sure this proved that trolling is not just appealing to the social media generation. This is appealing to, like, multiple generations. That guy who calls in about his beautiful prime minister every day, he might legitimately be a liberal, but I'm pretty sure he does it for the love of the game and for trolling people, too. Like, this is funny radio, so thank you.
Boots and salutes.
Don't know why everyone's complaining so much about Carney changing an unpopular Trudeau policy there, Ben. Your public should be happy, everyone should be happy. You know, you're not going to be forced to buy an electric vehicle. It's an option now. So you can still go ahead and continue buying the vehicles you'll still like. Have a good day.
Boots and salutes.
Good morning. I got a real big boot for that gentleman called in saying that the bus hit that Demi. I think he needs to, read some newspapers or go online and, investigate really what happened, because I don't think the bus hit that truck. I think that truck ran a stop sign and hit the bus. I think people have believed that for, I don't know, the 8 years that it has happened. I don't know. But he needs to check in on his information, because it's not correct. Thank you.
Tragedy all around is what it was, for sure.
It is. A total tragedy. And he needs to get his information correctly before he starts coming on a radio station and saying that the other way around, because that's not true. But thank you.
And Boots and salutes can be our last caller here today.
Blah, blah, Moen, get over it.
All right, well, that will do it for Boots and salutes on this free-for-all Friday morning. It's back.